Here is Matt Mayer, Buckeye Institute. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, BC.
Total employment in Ohio. What are we talking about here? Private sector jobs, job losses since Jan? Go take it, the part that leaps out.
Yeah, the part that leaps out is we continue to have a pretty anemic job market. And, you know, the problem that we're seeing is, you know, in the 90s when we had the boom time and everybody was booming, Ohio's boom was the 37th worst. So when everybody goes well, we do well, but not as well as everybody else. And then there, during the bust cycle, which was the last decade, you know, we had the second worst bust, second to Michigan, in the entire country. And so what we're now seeing is, you know, the problems with not fixing Ohio's economy is that we're going to have a more severe down and a you know, less severe up. And we got to change those dynamics, because the problem is we're not creating the jobs we need to create, and we're losing our best and brightest to other states. The folks that are here aren't getting the opportunity to advance and climb the economic ladder of prosperity. So we've got some real fundamental problems that we're going to have to fix here.
Well, you talk about the people that are here missing an opportunity to climb the ladder of economic viability. Are they trained to get the jobs that are available in the state of Ohio and the tech jobs?
Well, we're hearing that they're not, and that's one of the issues that we have to figure out, is how do we make sure that the, you know, the businesses of the 21st century have the employees here in Ohio that they need, and that's going to take, you know, shifting resources from sending kids to the, you know, higher ed just to you know, get a piece of paper that half of them don't even learn a thing when they're there, and ship some focus onto some technical schools, two-year schools, trade schools, the kinds of skills that they can learn to possibly be prepared for the jobs that are out there.
Matt, at one time, the unions had apprentice programs. Are they still available?
The unions do still have those apprentice programs. The problem that you have is, you know, there aren't that many jobs for those types of elements, and you know, a lot of companies are you know, try to stay away from the unions because they drive cost up, and they create the workplace inflexibility, which makes it hard, especially in a down economy, to kind of shift around. I mean, you look at the layoffs and whatnot that occurred with Ford and GM, and the layoffs that did not occur at Honda, because the Honda, not unionized, was able to shift folks around, do some things on their production lines in order to make sure that nobody got laid off. And you can't do that in a unionized environment, because, you know, you end up getting the, oh, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to file a grievance, that's an unfair labor practice. And so the problem is that we need apprentice programs beyond and outside of the union shop. We just need those types of things to get back to the kind of learning trades and skills that are needed in a 21st century economy.
All right, sum it up. Where are we going with jobs in Ohio?
You know, I think we're going to have anemic growth going forward. I think there's a real concern of a double-dip recession here in the United States.
Oh, no, don't say that.
I know, but, you know, you're looking at all the fundamentals, and things just don't look good. And I think we have a frothy stock market once again. There seems to be a disconnect there. But right now we're projecting that the best-case recovery for Ohio's job market, meaning getting back to our peak of 4.8 million jobs that we had in March of 2000, is sometime December 2016. That's best case. Most likely, we're looking at the early 2020s before kids today that are born will be in middle school by the time we get back to the 4.85 million jobs we had back in March of 2000.
And you sound like Susie Orman when you ask her about real estate.
Oh, dear God, I hope I'm not that doom and gloom, but it's bad. Ohio's real estate market, did you see what 40% of sales in Central Ohio area in the first 6 months were short sales or foreclosures? I mean, that is killing home markets, and we're all about just to get our property appraisals from Franklin County Auditor, which are going to say, hey, your property's worth less. As you're seeing every day, Reynoldsburg wants to do a 1% tax increase. The city, the schools, Dublin's going to try to hike taxes on homeowners. So you're seeing value of your homes go down. Just, you know, local governments want more money out of you, and the economy still is pretty anemic.
Is it the local governments want more money, or local governments want enough money to maintain?
Well, they want more money. I mean, look, let's not kid ourselves. I mean, they're going to blame the governor in his budget for these tax hikes. But you know, you go back to the financial documents that the school districts released back in October of 2010, before he was even elected. And, you know, I just did this last night. You know, you have in the greater Columbus area, the vast majority have been running deficits in six, seven of the last 8 years, and project going forward doing the same thing. they're about almost $1 billion in the hole as of October 2010. $1 billion in the hole by 2015. In most of those cases, compensation package costs are over 100% of all revenue that they project. So the fact of the matter is they're not making the tough cuts, which means not getting rid of future raises, but saying going to those base pays and say, we got to bring that down. We can't afford it because otherwise we're going to have to hike taxes on Central Ohio homeowners by about $1 billion.
Matt, thank you for the info. Matt Mayer, Buckeye Institute, Ohio Jobs by the Numbers.